Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. In today's podcast called The Preciousness of Life, Prem explores the simplicity of life, its beauty and preciousness. What can you do when storms in life come? Prem talks about finding opportunity in difficult times and learning to live with ourselves. For more information, head over to www.premrawat.com and enjoy the show. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and www.theudo.com. That's theudo.com.
Hello, hello, everyone. I hope you're all well. And what I would like to just talk about today is very, very simple. Because that word, simplicity, sometimes we forget what it really means, just to be simple. Under the circumstances these days, being in isolation because of this coronavirus, that word seems so appropriate because those people who really truly understand the meaning of the word simple can adjust and adapt to this situation in the best possible way. What is simple? Simple is that this breath comes into you without any effort, without you having to think, and it brings you the gift of life. Simple is that you can look with your eyes, see the blue sky, see the clouds, and you can be content. Simple is to be able to see your life and understand that you exist and how profound that is, how beautiful it is. That is simple. Simple is that you have love in this heart, and that from this heart you can love. And you carry the gift of this loving anybody, for anybody who can spark that love in you, you're willing to give. Existence is so simple. Life is so simple. Being alive is so simple. And having a profound experience, even in the midst of all this, is really very simple. Last night, I was trying to sleep, and a storm came by. And the winds were blowing, you could hear the rain. We don't like storm. The metaphor of a storm is something not nice. But what is a storm? Winds blow. Well, we like wind, but not too much. You know, when the wind starts to ruffle our hair and start to throw us around and throw around things, and we can't drive, we can't fly properly, then things get a little bit nasty. Rain comes. We don't like rain. We don't like getting wet. Why don't we like getting wet? Well, when the evaporation happens, when we get wet, the evaporation happens, it feels cold. We don't like to be cold. Our temperature margin is relatively very small. Then it can be windy, it can be cold, it can be rainy, it can be snowy, it can just storm. And yet, what can you do when a storm comes? And so this is what I was thinking. So I'm lying there. It's like, what can I do? What can one do when the storm comes? And in one sense, the storm is not under your control. That's not what you control. But what you do during that storm, how you react to that storm, that's under your control. You can do something about that. This little leeway, this little passage that you have, can make all the difference in the world. It may sound very trivial. It may sound very insignificant, but it is the most important thing. I can't control the storm, but how can I just, though I was lying in my bed and I was very comfortable, and even though outside the storm is brewing, I'm comfortable because that's where I am. Similarly, when the storm brews between our ears, to find the place, to find the solace of the heart, and get comfortable, get warm. And all of a sudden, even though there's the storm, you have found a place that is so profound, that's so beautiful, that is inside of you. And in that place of the heart, you can be comfortable. You can enjoy. And you can hear and see the storm move by. And when the storm goes, the sun will shine again. That metaphor, it's so important to understand that yes, storms do come in life. Situations do come in life. But we don't have to fall victim to the situation. We can actually still remember how important it is for us to know, to understand what the opportunity brings, what this opportunity is. I mean, what is this opportunity? You know, I was thinking about it. It's like, is there anything good about this? Because I had so many plans. I was going to go to so many places, see so many people. I really miss doing events where I can see everyone's face. I really like looking into people's eyes and be in front of them and do live talking. I mean, this is okay. I mean, there's two black objects in front of me. That's what I'm looking at. And they have absolutely no emotion whatsoever. They do not concur with anything I say. They don't reject anything I say. They don't concur with anything I say. They're just there. These two dark holes, which are the lenses. And yeah, I mean, I can just imagine people are watching and, you know, somebody's watching in their living room. Somebody's watching somewhere, something. But what is this opportunity? And I mean, it's a horrible situation. You know, world leaders lying to us, world leaders trying to now all of a sudden protect their position. If this is a train wreck, this was a long time coming. I mean, there was so much leeway that was there for the whole world to prepare and for the whole world to hunker down. And spectacular mistakes were made. And I'm sure that, you know, right now we're kind of getting in the midst of this. But later on, I hope that there are people who try to learn from this. Because I was listening to this other documentary the other day, and it was about the Spanish flu. And that happened quite a long time ago. And there were so many similarities between the Spanish flu and what's happening now. I mean, people just disregarded. The world leaders just disregarded anything that was being said. It's like nothing was learned. And when you look at everything that's happening today compared to what was happening with Spanish flu, it's like not one iota of lesson was learned. Not one iota of lesson was learned. And with all the information technology, with everything available, I mean, this horrible situation has been created. Because for me, one death that could have been prevented is too much. It's too much. So, in this horrible, horrible time, is there anything good? Is there anything?
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I see one thing that can be good, and that is that you get to move a little closer to yourself, to understand your existence, to understand who you are all about, what you are all about, to understand the preciousness of your life, and to understand how powerful the noise between the ears is. I mean, that is an incredibly powerful noise. And when I talk about that noise, a lot of people are like, okay, you know, yeah, I guess so. But now it's like the amplifier has been cranked way up. And that noise is just so powerful. It just comes knocking and bam, bam, bam. Day and night and day and night and day and night. It's there. How powerful it is? You know. And unless you understand, so, you know, I mean, it's like there are people who get into this spiritual thing, they get into that spiritual trip, they go, it's like, you know, it's wonderful to do this, trying to travel, you gotta try this thing, you gotta try that thing. And people are trying everything. But here, you've got this noise that's driving you crazy. And just imagine this noise 24/7 is on. And sometimes you don't actually hear it because you're distracted, but it's going on. So you don't sit there and hear this noise because you're distracted with this, you're distracted with that. And sometimes I think people like to be distracted so that they don't have to sit there and hear that noise. But now the distractions have gone significantly down and the noise is on and it's incredibly persuasive. Now what are you going to do? Now the volume is turned up. And just because of relative volume is turned up because all the other noise is a lot less. You have to now do the impossible, which is you have to live with yourself. I know there's a lot of people who just can't do it. They can't stand it. They can't stand themselves. Is that a tragedy? I think so. I think that's a tragedy. If you cannot be by yourself, with yourself, if you're not comfortable being you, then who are you comfortable being? A robot? You know, long time ago, I'm sure it must have been very, very different that you go out every day, most of the day, and you collect berries. And you collect berries, you collect whatever you can collect, hunter-gatherers, that's who we were. Collect, and you eat. And then in the evening, you lie down, you go to sleep. I hope no animal comes and eats you, but you go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and start that cycle again. And I'm sure people must have been like fed up with it. It's like, we wish we had a one place we could just go and we could get, eat. From that time, we've actually created a system. And the system that we have created, the fact that you have to spend all day long doing it hasn't changed. So now you don't go picking berries. Now you go working so you can buy the berries. That's the change that we have made. Before we were not paying anybody. We're not trying to make money. We didn't have to make money. Caves were free. And all you had to do was just go out all day long, pick berries, pick fruits, pick whatever came your way, eat it. And that was it. Now, one big problem I can imagine in those days would have been that can you guarantee food every single day? So there would be some days that you didn't have food and you were hungry. Well, so in a way, now we have created a society in which we take pride in fasting. So that's the same thing. There it was happening naturally because you just couldn't find any food. You had to keep moving. And now you do it on purpose. You do it for some reason. And then, here you are. You're working all day long, just like in the old days. You get up in the morning. And what do? You go out to work so you can make some money. And you can buy the berries. You can buy all that food. In the process of making sure that we always have food, we have created overabundance of food. I mean, unbelievable amount of food is grown. Right down to the point where most of that food is wasted, that we can't even consume it. And when you look at all the animals that are raised for slaughter, it goes completely out of proportion. So when you look at this, we have created a system. But the problems we have not been able to deal with. We still got the problems. So we have overabundance of food. We don't have to go pick berries, but we still have to create or pick something else, which is called money. You have to create money, make money. And that takes us all day long. And then we can use that money to buy the berries. Well, I'm not going to be the judge to say whether that works or doesn't work. You can be the judge of that. But somehow, it doesn't feel simple. And I'm talking about simplicity. I'm talking about that simplicity that is inside of you. The law of existence that is incredibly simple. The needs that you have, not the wants, the needs that you have. Air, water, huge system to take that salty water and create fresh distilled water with it, fresh water with it. Make that water available. All the river system, all the fountains, all the systems in the world. Air, it's here. It's there everywhere. Simple, realistic, adorable. This is life. Simple fulfillment, simplest of needs for clarity, for understanding, to go forward, to be in joy, to enjoy every single day. And then one day, everything packs up, circus is gone, everything is over. But till that day, every day, enjoying. Not from here, but from here. Truest, most beautiful way. Be well. Be safe. Be. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to learn more about what Prem Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course called Peak to help you understand and experience personal peace. Go to premrawat.com and click on Peak.
Subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast, please. Richard and Greta.
You know?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.